Fiona. We'd like to invite Fiona up.
I was right on the edge of the platform, 101 metres above the raging Zambezi River. Victoria Falls behind me, Zimbabwe to my left, Zambia to my right. I had done my research. I knew what I was doing. I really did. I had been there. I was like a moth to a flame. I had been there day for hours watching these bodies jump off the side of the bridge. And they all survived. So I knew it was possible. I knew it was possible. Every now and again, somebody walked back to the safety of the bridge, and that was it. But there you go. I could feel their disappointment when they walked back. I did my research. I watched and I watched. One young woman came up off from doing her jump, and I spoke to her to say, well, what was it like? What was it like to jump off the bridge? And I took her out to lunch to find out more. And she said that if she had the money, she would do it again. It's like, what? That sounds just completely crazy. And she said, just remember, have fun, and wave to the crowd. It's like she thought I could do it. Me? No one would expect me to jump off a bridge 111 metres up off the ground. High. I mean, probably just about 6 years before, I had a stroke at the age of 19. I wouldn't be expected to do anything like that. That's just ridiculous. So, you know, as a young child, I was that cautious, quiet, compliant girl. Gosh, she wouldn't jump off a bridge. But I had decided, after being paralysed down my left side, I would not be stopped from being what I wanted to be. So I knew I could... No, I didn't need to be confined or defined by a lived disability. I could do what I needed to do. So I created my life. I finished my university. I did first class honours in organic chemistry at Melbourne University. I did that. I found myself a really good job, well paid, with a multinational company who had lots of opportunities for someone like me. I was creating my life. I would save my money and my holidays, and I would travel. So I had been travelling in Europe, in Asia. This trip had taken me through China and Mongolia and Russia, and now I was travelling down through Zimbabwe and Botswana, Namibia, south of Africa. I could do a lot of stuff. I could do this. I could do this. I knew I wasn't going to be walking back along that bridge. So I jumped. But that's not all. I jumped and the view was beautiful. I could see Victoria Falls. I could see the river. But then the bungee, I was going slower and slower. And then I came up. It's like, bounce. I wasn't ready for a bounce. So I was trying to stop myself from bouncing, but I had studied physics at university, so I did know that there was no way I could possibly, you know, fight against, you know, the laws of physics. It was pretty strong, so I knew it was pretty ridiculous, but I tried, and it was awful. It was just terrible. I just trying to just stop, and it was so uncomfortable. Then I remembered my new friend's words, have fun and wave the crowd. I looked up. There's a sea of faces looking at me. I waved. And with that wave, my body went up. It's like, oh, I can go with gravity. I went up and I came down and I realised that I could actually use my body to bounce higher. So I started going up and I... And working with nature is much better than working against it. So I was going up really high, waving to the crowd. My smile grew. I was having a great time. It was awesome. And I had done it. I had bungee jumped off what was then the highest bungee jump in the world. And since that day, I have flown in a microlight flight. I have jumped out of an aeroplane. And I've stood in front of a group of people and told a personal story. every time I have done it, my view of myself, what I can do and what's possible has shifted and grown, expanded. I have changed who I know myself to be. So thank you for being part of my latest challenge to myself. I did it! I did it! And within 5 minutes too.